Today, from the International Gospel Hour, let's allow the Scriptures to grant patience, comfort, and learning. Stay with us right here from International Gospel Hour.
On Jordan's stony banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Well, thank you to our Jay Webb and greetings to all of you. So good to have you listening to our broadcast today from the International Gospel Hour. We love to hear from our listeners, so if you would not mind, if you'd take a moment, either now or after our broadcast, and try our toll-free number. It's 855-444-6988. That's 855-444-6988. And just simply call and say, "Hi, I heard your broadcast on," and tell us the station or the city from where you're listening to our broadcast. That's all we'd like to ask of you today, and we appreciate you giving us a call. We'll have more with our toll-free number in a moment as our Jay Webb will return with an offer or two. But first, listen to Romans 15 and verse 4 when Paul says, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope." Well, today, friends, before we consider a couple of subjects from the Old Testament for our learning, patience, and comfort, once again, we have our free magazine offer. And today, our Jay Webb has the details of how you can receive Reason and Revelation.
Our free publication today is Reason and Revelation, a monthly journal courtesy of our friends at apologeticspress.org. International Gospel Hour has secured a limited supply of this awesome publication of apologetics well proven over 40 years. Get your free copy today by calling toll-free at 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say Reason. That's it. Again, that's 855-444-6988. Leave your name and address and just say Reason. You can also send your request through our website at internationalgospelhour.com. Click on the Contact tab and leave us your name and address and put Reason in the message box. We will send you a copy. Again, we have a limited supply, so get yours now.
From 1 Samuel 15:22, let's consider "Hath the Lord as Great Delight," written by Charles Blair in the Eastern Kentucky Beacon from the spring of 1998. How can I know what pleases God? The answer to this question has to do with the direction for our lives. Either we expend energy to please God or to please ourselves. The example left by Jesus was that his meat was to do the will of the Father, John 4:34. Jesus desired to please the Father. How wonderful, then, was the voice from heaven which said that Jesus was the beloved Son in whom the Father was well pleased, Matthew 17:5. The wonderful blessing of prayer is something which all children of God are entitled to by their obedience, Ephesians 1:3. Note how John describes what is involved in prayer. Whatever we ask, we will receive from God. Any conditions to such a statement? Well, the answer is yes. The conditions are that we keep the commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight, 1 John 3:22. Our quest, then, through our life, is to find what pleases God and do it. The case of Saul and his reaction to God's will gives us great insight into this matter of pleasing God, 1 Samuel 15. We can all make a simple choice. Learn from Saul's mistakes and rise above such actions, or repeat them and face the same doom as Saul. God had, early on in the history of Israel, promised to visit the actions of the Amalekites in the future, Exodus 17:14. As 1 Samuel 15 opens up, it is now time for the word of the Lord to be fulfilled. Saul, the first king of Israel, is given the task to carry out God's will and establish his word before all the people. This was not just some military excursion against another people. This was the action given to Saul to validate the word of God. But Saul did not please God in this task. Saul brought back some of the flocks and King Agag. Upon his return to Israel, Samuel meets Saul. The big question to Saul was, why did you not obey God? 1 Samuel 15:19. Saul defended himself quickly when he said in verse 20, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. Do you see where the problem was in Saul's reasoning? He thought God would not mind if they brought back the best of the flocks. He did not understand the issue of pleasing God. Watch the reasoning of Saul in this matter. He tells Samuel, I have utterly destroyed the Amalekites, verse 20. Yet, in the same verse, he mentions that he brought Agag back with him. Hence, the Amalekites had not been utterly destroyed, otherwise Agag would not still be alive. Having passed over this little problem, Saul then addressed the issue of all the animals which had been brought back by saying, the people brought these things back to make sacrifice to God. But here again, look at Saul's thinking. We find in verse 21 these words, which should have been utterly destroyed. Reality is now setting in with the thought of Saul. He is now sensing where Samuel is leading this discussion. Agag, the best of the flocks, and other things have been brought back, which should have been destroyed. Closing all the doors to false reasoning, Samuel now lays the guilt at the feet of Saul. Which would the Lord rather have, sacrifices and disobedience, or a man obeying the voice of the Lord? 1 Samuel 15:22. The answer is, God would have greater delight in obedience of his subjects than all the pretense in the world through sacrifices. In the following verse, Samuel drives home the message in a powerful way. Saul was in rebellion because he rejected the word of the Lord. How can we make applications of this today? If I truly wish to please God with all my being, then I must never reject the word of the Lord. His will, made known in the written word, must be the standard we appeal to in all matters of the spirit of man. May it be said of each of us at the end of our earthly journey that we delighted God by the lives that we lived. And now, friends, let's consider Judges chapter 2, verses 7 and 10, simply titled A History Lesson by Alan K. Weakland. The people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. But there arose another generation after them, which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. Judges 2, verses 7 and 10. Does this not characterize the church today? Over and over again, the Israelites would fall away from God after a period of being faithful. They continually fell into apostasy, and likewise the church finds itself in the same situation. Why have we allowed ourselves to repeat this detrimental cycle of history? There are many reasons why children of God fall into apostasy, of which we will list and consider 10 of them. A lack of belief, Hebrews 3:12 and Hebrews 4:11. A lack of spiritual maturity, Hebrews 5:12-14. A lack of obedience to God, Judges 21, verse 25, and Isaiah 65, 12. A lack of dismissal of false teachers, 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 4. A lack of physical contentment, 1 Timothy 6, verse 7, and verses 17 through 19. A lack of separation from the world, 1 John 2, 15 through 17. A lack of knowledge, Hosea 4, 6. A lack of humility, 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12. A lack of conviction, Matthew 26, verses 69 through 75 in the life of Peter, and Matthew 10, 33. And a lack of love for God, John 14, verse 15. Christians need to learn the valuable lessons history has to offer, Galatians 3, 24. Perhaps by recognizing some of the reasons God's people fall into apostasy, we can better strengthen the ranks against such attacks and stand bold in the Word, 1 Corinthians 15:58. Don't let history repeat itself again. Friends, what a powerful, powerful thought. I want to pause and commend some writings of the past. The question by Charles Blair that was considered Hath the Lord as Great Delight was originally published in the East Kentucky Beacon of spring of 1998. The brief article, A History Lesson, that we just shared, by Alan K. Weakland was published in The Plumline of January 1996. Both of these publications are no longer in existence. However, we are blessed to have some articles from there or from those publications that you can consider or that we're thankful to share today for your consideration. We here at International Gospel Hour love to reach back to the past and find good, solid biblical articles, and we love to share them with you here on our broadcast. Now, allow me to mention another free online tool, GospelGazette.com. When you go to GospelGazette.com, click on the Archive tab, and you'll see access to over 25 years of articles by Christian men and women. Again, please check them out at GospelGazette.com. We know that will be a great tool for your study. And now, friends, let's continue another thought concerning the study of the Bible. How about an online study of the Bible? We'll allow our J. Webb to ask that question again and to give you an answer. Here is our J. Webb.
How about an online study of the Bible? That's right. The World Bible School has a free online Bible study available. Just go to worldbibleschool.org and register. A study helper will assist you in answering questions and provide feedback for your lessons. That's the free online study at worldbibleschool.org. Sign up today. Tell them the International Gospel Hour sent you.
Friends, one of our goals here at International Gospel Hour, other than solid radio and television broadcast, is to share with you absolutely free material that you can research. We offered our free publication, courtesy of our friends of Apologetics Press earlier today, Reason and Revelation. You can receive your free copy by calling us at toll-free 855-444-6988. Simply say Reason. And we hope that you can use the tool of GospelGazette.com as well. But until next time, friends, well, we're going to study together at another time. Thank you for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour broadcast. Thank you for joining me for our studies today. I'm thankful that you are with us. Join me once again. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.